Now it's time for some baseball talk on Fightin' Phillies Podcast. Here's Rich Baxter and Jim Lowry bringing you the latest Phillies news, interviews, and analysis.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Phillies Talk. It's the Phillies Talk podcast for May 27th, 2015. And my name is Rich.
And my name is Jim.
Hello, Jimmy, and not many good things to talk about this afternoon in tonight's show.
Oh, my gosh. Sean O'Sullivan couldn't pitch for a high school team, Rich. Sheesh. I mean, you know, all these teams, the Mets were struggling. Just play the Phillies. You'll get well. Colorado, they'll get well. They're playing the Phillies.
Yeah, it's a shame the Phillies get swept again in New York. And, Jim, it's been a tough road for the Phillies so far this year. We've been talking about that all year. We had a little bright spot in the last show with the Phillies with a nice win streak. They were riding high, won six games in a row. A lot of good things to talk about. We got onto the positives, but now we're getting back into the negatives here as the Phillies have gone on a five-game losing streak here. Just not very many good things to talk about.
Well, how come they come up, they get two runners on, nobody out, they get an out, and then a double play? They get next inning, same thing. You can guarantee it. I mean, I sitting there talking about, saying, okay, first and second, one out, double play, bang, double play. Every inning that I saw it coming, it was double play, ground ball. They turned one, and I was, like, shocked. You know, but where do you want me to start, Rich?
Well, as you said, this team's been struggling. They're still struggling at the plate. They're still 30th last in runs. They're 30th in slugging percentage, 28th in on-base percentage. And this team, let's just face it, any combination that they throw on the field is coming up a losing combination, Jimmy. I guess that's all you have to say.
Yeah, and they make some of the stupidest moves. Today, you know, Sean O'Sullivan just didn't have it. And when the pitcher hits a 400-foot home run off you, you know you don't have it. And, you know, they left him, Ryan Zimmer left him in there. I mean, and the pitching coach, oh, my goodness. I've seen better high school pitching coaches. I mean, what is wrong? And it's like, oh, so we lost, you know. It's like somebody asked Ryan Samuel today. They said, Ryan, he said, when's the team going to turn around? He goes, well, I'm satisfied with what we have, and we'll get there.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
Rich,
he hasn't even won 150 games as a manager yet, and this is 2.5 years. Jeez.
Well, yeah, it's very bad. And, of course, one of our other stories we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show is how Ruben Amaro had struck out. He was in a conversation with a Comcast Sports Network interviewer, and he answered a question about the fans wanting better pitching to come up to the Phillies. But we're going to get onto that story in a minute. We're going to still stay with our top story, which is how bad the Phillies have been playing the Mets lately. And, Jimmy, I have some stats here for you. I know you don't have the benefit of a computer, which most people can't believe because you come up with some good ones. But let's go over some of these stats here as appeared in the Phillies game notes as of this afternoon and the getaway game from New York on Wednesday afternoon here, the 27th of May. The Phillies are now 1-8 against the Mets in 2015, Jimmy.
0-6 at City Bank, City Point.
Yeah, City Field, 0-6. They're 1-2 in Philadelphia. Whoop-dee-doo. But the Phillies just cannot solve New York. They're on their longest losing streak against them in franchise history, which is another bad tale for anybody that listens to this show. That's pretty bad, Jimmy, when you go on franchise losing streaks against a team.
Yeah, it is. And they're also, Rich, 10-21 against the National League East. And, you know, and it's like they made a comment, well, they won't see the Mets till August. Oh, well, who cares? It's just, you know, the whole thing, I mean, I know I'm a huge Philly fan. You're a bigger Philly fan than I am, and you're getting disgusted. And really, Rich, I don't think they care. I really don't.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before the show about we thought the Phillies may be throwing in the towel, and that might be part of it. The Phillies are just playing terribly. Every now and again they turn in a good game, one game a week maybe now, but they're heading back towards the basement, only a game out of last place again now, after things were starting to look up for them just last week, Jim. So a very, very testing of the patience for longtime fans, especially fans that, like we've been saying, are used to the Phillies playing a little bit better. Amaro just going out and lashing out at fans. I don't understand that at all. He just, you know, went after him in a big way. Of course, a lot of the fans have been asking for new pitchers to come up. The Phillies need some steady arms in the rotation. And the Phillies' checkbook with Ruben Amaro is closed. That is the problem. He spent almost $700+ million in the last 5 years on salary, Jim. $700 million. He's wasted all that money. I think he could have probably paid a team a tenth of that and had the same results that
right.
he's getting out of these guys.
Well, like John Clark says, when you get old and you're rebuilding, that's one thing. But when you get old and lose and you're not rebuilding, it's ugly. This team is. I'm curious, Rich. Okay, now we know baseball pretty well, you and I. But doesn't it make sense to you that the team is going like this, you make changes?
That is the first thing that needs to be done with this team, Jimmy. And you hit the nail right on the head. We've been saying it for so long. But it's ownership that has to make those changes.
But, I mean,
it has to be.
Yeah. I'm not the
David Montgomery.
I'm not the smartest apple in the orchard by any stretch. But first thing you do is you got to get rid of some of the dead wood. Okay, as much as I like Grady Sizemore, he stinks. Okay, you got to get rid. You keep Cole Hamels. You keep Aaron Harang. You keep Frank Hoare. You keep Ben Revere. And that's about, what's his name? The kid number 7, the third baseman. That's it. The rest of them, you keep Darren Ruff. And the rest of them, you know, they lead the major leagues in hitting in the double plays, Rich. In this series, I watched every game of this, and I didn't see this, I'm wrong. I didn't see the Monday game. But in the two games I watched, the Phillies hit in 9 double plays. So,
and as you said, you can almost bank on them.
Right.
Grounding out. There's runners on second.
And Herrera
ground out, double play.
Herrera hitting the 2 of them today. Carlos Ruiz, he's hitting to about 10. I mean, I'm sitting there watching a game today, and my wife took an afternoon off. I'm sitting there, and she goes, oh, maybe they'll score. I said, double play. Boom, double play for them. She goes, boy, you know that team. I said, you know, and they make this kid look like Don Drysdale. I mean, sheesh. They have nothing. And it's like, well, we're doing with what we got. What is wrong with bringing some of the other guys up? Okay, you sent down. You sent Buchanan down. Then he gets hurt. Okay. Pettibone, I don't know if he's still hurt. What's wrong with him? I mean, come on. You got pitchers in the minor leagues that should be able to help you. You got to have something. I mean, this is getting to the point of being ridiculous. I mean, tomorrow they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday night they play Colorado. Now Cole Hamels pitches Friday. They might win that game, but maybe they'll steal another one. But Rich, it's Colorado. You know what are they going to do when they play the Giants and the Reds this next week? They're going to get swept. They're going to lose 9 in a row. Fans aren't going to put up with it. And Ruben Amaro, I don't think he cares. Michael Barkham said the other day. He asked Ruben a question that Ruben didn't like, and Ruben says, "You do your show, I'll run the Phillies."
Well, that's the thing. He's running the Phillies right into the ground. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some good changes with personnel on the team, but I think the main move has to come from ownership. And the Phillies are owned by a consortium of owners, so you don't have just one owner like the case in Florida, a guy that can make things happen very fast. It seems to have to come from a group of owners.
They have to have
with
a board.
The Phillies.
Right. Like, say, just hypothetical situation. Say they want to trade Ben Revere, Aaron Harang, and just say Jerome Williams to Texas for a pitcher or something. They have to go and they have to ask David Montgomery, then he's got to have a board meeting, and then they have to have a majority. And then if they don't make the deal.
Well, I'm not so sure of that, but what I'm referring to is the ownership in regards to the general manager's position.
He should have been gone a long time ago, and now they gave him more power, so he's going to do what he wants, you know, and he'll make a move. Yeah, what he'll do is he'll trade Cole Hamels he'll trade him to San Diego for a prospect that's an A-ball or in the rookie league and a player to be named later who's a washed-up veteran. That's the way Ruben Amaro, where you're trying to save money. Get rid of Ryan Howard. Get rid of Cliff Lee. Get rid of Carlos Ruiz. You throw in the towel this year. If at least you make changes, the fans are going to say, okay, they're trying. But they're not trying, Rich. They got a bunch of old guys. They got a couple young players. And then they send Cody Ashe down?
Well, that's the thing. They're doing a lot of moves that aren't popular with the fans, leaving the fans scratching their heads, and they're your barometer, I think, most of the time. They generally know if you're doing a good job, if you're doing a bad job, and I think Amaro is now off the scales on doing a poor, poor job, and you can't hide from it. Just every move that is made is poor.
Well, let me ask your opinion of something. The signing of Chad Billingsley, do you think Amaro knew, or do you think he took a chance on that?
I think he took a chance on it with a big discount.
You can't fault him for that one, then, because I can't fault him for that. Because, you know, I mean, Billingsley was a good pitcher. Jerome Williams' deal is starting to reek now. You know, that's starting to stink.
Yeah.
I don't blame Aaron Harang, because Aaron Harang's not getting any support. You got two decent pitchers, you know. Harang's a good pitcher, and I think, and I just like in the bullpen, everybody's raving about the bullpen. The only two guys they got that can get anybody out is Garcia and Papelbon. The rest of them guys couldn't get anybody out. What's up with the bullpen? Oh, the complaint is they had 20 games in 20 days. If you have a good bullpen, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's the thing, that Philly starters are getting them to the late fifth inning, the sixth inning, and then the bullpen is being a little overworked. You've got Diekman and the combination of DeFreitas coming in every game. So maybe it's a lack of quality relief pitching. It's a combination of things, though, Jim. It's everything from top to bottom. When you have as poor of a year as they did in 2014, and the coaching staff remains the same, something has got to change with the team. It's not anything against them personally, but they have to get a new combination of people in there, a new fresh set of ideas, and try something different.
Let me ask you this. Shout out to think. Phillies go 64-98 this year, right? Do they make any changes, or do they stay pat? Do they stay pat on July 31st like they did last year? Oh, well, we're satisfied with what we got. What a bunch of garbage that was.
Yep.
You know?
That's part of the problem.
Make a move. I love Ben Revere, but get rid of him if you can get something for him. You know? Herrera, I can't stand. I don't like him at all.
Right.
You know, I don't like him at all. You know, package him in a deal. Francoeur is good. You got to start him. He alternates him. What's Francoeur? 37? I mean, the guy's a good player, but they don't get the clutch hits this year. Even last year, a few games, they got some clutch hits. They're not getting anything, you know? How many home runs has the pitching staff given up? Jeez.
A ton.
And how many more? They lead the league. They lead the major leagues. the bullpen and I got 48 walks already, okay?
Yeah.
And 46% of them have scored. Then the starters are giving up, I forget how many walks, 51% have scored. You can't win like that, Rich. I mean, I was just a mediocre high school player, but they used to beat into your head, do not walk anybody. You know, that's
right.
The one thing that can hurt you. If they hit you and they beat you, fine, but don't walk and lose again. That is terrible. Ugh.
Yep.
And
it's going to be a long season, as we said at the outset of the year, but, you know, not a lot of people believe that, and myself included. I always have the faith that the team's going to do better, but I've kind of lost most of that faith right now. Unless there's major changes to this team, they're going to keep sinking. And I don't understand it. A lot of the fans aren't demanding Amaro's resignation or firing. I think they should at this point.
I think what they should do is have a Sunday game where 2,000 people show up, and maybe they'll get the point. They'll get the message, you know? And they, you know, like a guy on ESPN said today, he says, here's a team that's in a major decline, and, you know, they asked Ryan Sandberg one day, well, we know you're rebuilding, but can't you make some moves? He says, we're satisfied with what we have. Now, why would he say something like that?
Well, his pressure from up above probably dictates those kind of comments. He's not going to come out on a limb by himself and say, oh, yeah, we need better players, because then he's shining the spotlight up on Ruben Amaro in a negative way, and, you know, suddenly his job might be in jeopardy, and it might be in jeopardy anyway.
No, he's not going to get fired. They're going to keep – Ruben Amaro is going to be the Philly gentleman for the next 10 years. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
It
seems like he's bulletproof. It seems like he gets away with anything.
Well, and I think he's got everybody – like, you know, I mean, first of all, you know, you got to make a move. Okay. Now, they go home. Okay. Rich, are they going to hit 35 wins before the All-Star break, do you think? Jeez.
Well,
you know,
we got about a month and a half for that.
Yeah,
but
you know, come on, man. They won 11 games this month. Even, you know, Papelbon, what? He's got how many? Philly's got what? 19 wins. Papelbon's got what? 11 saves? Oh, that tells you what kind of team they got. You know, if it wasn't for Cole Hamels, you know, okay, Cliff Lee's out. That, I blame that on the Phillies. They should have said, okay, you get the surgery and come back next year. But no, they let him do what he wants, you know. And then they send Cody Ashe down. Cody Ashe, I was watching a show this morning, said that he doesn't care if he goes back to the Phillies or not. So,
well,
you know.
We'll have to see what happens with Ashe. But that's enough of our rant about the Phillies.
Well, before, one more. That kid that the kid that plays third base for them, they think this guy's the next Brooks Robinson. I'm not impressed.
Franco.
Huh?
Michael Franco.
Yeah, Franco. I'm not impressed with him. I mean, the way that the media talks, he's the next Brooks Robinson. To me, Cody Ashe's a better third baseman, a better hitter, and a better ball player.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you listen to local broadcasts, and that's what the team would like you to think, that, yeah, this guy's going to come up and tear up the league, and they quite expect him to. He had a great time in the minors, but that doesn't always translate over into the majors.
That's right. That's exactly right, Rich.
Well, we want to take a little bit of time out here to thank a fan for writing in, of course. You're the reason why we do the show. We don't make much money off of this. In fact, we don't make anything, Jimmy, but
and we do it because we'd like to do it. And,
correct.
Even though the team stinks, that's not a nice thing to say, but it's true. I enjoy doing it. I get frustrated, and I'm sure you're beyond frustrated. So.
Well, we want to thank Matthew all the way from, believe it or not, Jim, Merry Old England, from writing in. He wrote in and told us he's an avid listener. He catches the Phillies over there on the radio and on television when he can over in Newcastle, England. He became a fan back in 2011 while visiting friends in Pennsylvania. And his first game was at Citizens Bank Park, and he saw the San Francisco Giants and the Phillies, and the Phillies won that game, so he was hooked after that. But he likes to listen to our show as well.
Well, that's wonderful. We got somebody across the pond, and that's wonderful, you know, and another Phillies fan. But Rich is just, you know, we've been through the good and we've been through the bad. Well, the mediocre, now we're going through the bad, so I think Cole Hamels is pitching well, though, don't you?
Yeah, Hamels is the one bright side of the Phillies so far. Pitching lights out most of the time. He just goes out there and does his job, as most of the players do. I mean, they all are on the field. They're trying their best, but just for some unforeknown reason, they just cannot get this team on the same page
this year. Exactly. Right. They don't have the chemistry.
There's absolutely no chemistry on this team.
Right.
It's like a mad scientist chemistry is what they have.
Yeah, they but yet Sandberg standing with that grin on his face every day. Like,
yeah, he's got that weird Sandberg, like,
I'm ruining the team, you know.
Like Dr. Hyde.
Yeah,
and,
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, yeah. It's just terrible. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't like Larry Bowa as a manager. They don't want Larry Bowa because he tells the players what he thinks. But maybe that's what they need.
I don't know about that. I've been saying all along, to have a guy like Sandberg and Bowa is like having fire and gasoline and, you know, water right next to one another.
Well, Sandberg, he's not fire, is he?
No, that's what I mean. He's quiet, calm, sedate.
Yeah.
And then you have Larry Bowa that's prone to go into fits and and God knows what behind the closed doors of the clubhouse. But that was the Phillies, and that was Ryan Sandberg's decision to bring him on.
Well,
but it's not working.
Bring
they
back
need
Charlie
to
Charlie Manuel.
Well, they need to clean house in certain areas. Rubens had his chance with this team. The players that won the 2008 World Series were not his players, and ever since he's took the helm, this team has gone to the depths of hasn't been seen in years in Philadelphia.
Well, he made I have a couple of friends that have season tickets, and one of my friends last year saw Ruben Amaro, you know, in the lobby or something, and said to him, "Hey, Ruben, you going to change this? What's going on? We rebuilding what?" He goes, "Be patient for 5 years, and then we'll start showing dividends." He says, "Well, I can't wait 5 years," and Amaro just shrugged his shoulders and walked away.
Well, that's the thing. And I've said that. That's the thing.
Like, you shrug your shoulders, you're the general manager, okay? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, let me ask you this. Would you, if they cleaned house and got, you know, used young kids but had a chance to improve, would you object to that more than this is what's going on now or not?
No, I wouldn't object to it, but I would want a thorough house cleaning, meaning I'd want a new general manager, a new manager next year. I think Ryan Sandberg's was great to have for the time that we've had him.
Well, he's got one more year after this year.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. I don't think I would extend him after a new GM comes in, have some fresh ideas come in. And then with that, you're going to get a fresh supply of players. I think the Cubs really did the best move of any team in hiring Madden as their manager.
Look what they're doing. They don't have any superstars, Rich. But they're playing. They're scrappy. They've got chemistry. Mm-hmm. Madden don't put up with no stuff. You know, you'll be gone if you don't play for him. So, and that's what the Phillies need.
And they got a good combination of people. There's not a good chemistry. I think you hit the nail right on the head. There's just no real common ground there in Philadelphia as the team that they have right now.
Well, I saw today Herrera hits into a double play and they're all patting him on the back like, "You guys are crazy." O'Sullivan, seven runs, Ruiz, and them guys, "Oh, it's a..." Yeah, right. Come on, man. Lou Piniella would have had a tirade, you know?
Yep. So I want to let our listeners know, follow us on Twitter. We're at Fightin' Phillies. You can find out more about the shows that we do, more about some of the blog posts that appear at the website at fightinphillies.com.
Rich, how do you change a team? Your first move.
I'll answer that question for you, Jimmy, right after these words.
Check us out at fightinphillies.com and find Phillies Talk Podcast on iTunes, Android, baseballpodcast.net, Stitcher Radio, and tunein.com.
If you want to get concert, sports, or theater tickets, check out ClickItTicket.com. Just Google ClickItTicket and you'll find them. They have a huge selection of tickets to any game, concert, or Broadway show you may want to attend around the country. And they have a large selection of Philadelphia area event tickets to big name concerts and tickets to the Phillies, Eagles, 76ers, and Flyers too. Just Google ClickItTicket.com to find them.
You're listening to BaseballPodcasts.net. Wouldn't it be great if you could get a PhD in life through baseball? Welcome to Baseball PhD, a tour company for your brain. 30 major league teams, 100 places to see. Let's touch them all as we make the road trip of a lifetime.
Hi, this is Gary Mack of Mets Musings, and I hope you'll join me each and every week as I recap all of the comings and goings-on in New York Mets baseball. I'll have guests on from all across Mets Nation giving their insights and analysis on the New York Mets. And you can follow me on Twitter at MetsMusings1, as well as on Facebook. The group name is Mets Musings. So tune in weekly to the Mets Musings, available at MetsMusings.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com, iHeartRadio, and of course, BaseballTalkRadio.com, the home of great baseball talk shows.
Hi, this is Gary Matthews. You're listening to the Fightin' Phillies, Phillies podcast.
You have the power to change. Make a move tonight. What's your first move?
I'm the owner of the Phillies. The first move I do is fire Ruben Amaro. That's the first move. It's not that funny.
You don't like him, do you?
No, it's not that I don't like him. I've respected him very well over the course of his GM tenure.
I think he ruined that team. And he doesn't care. That's the thing. He doesn't care, you know?
Well, he went out and he spent a ton of money. Anybody in his position, Jim, that spent that much money would have themselves on the firing block just for not producing and spending all that money.
I know. And the guys on ESPN, you should hear them. They're wondering the same thing. Why is this man still employed? You know?
I'll tell you why. Because ownership has blinders on in Philadelphia. They go about their business like there's no big deal happening.
Well,
and
they're living in the glory of 2008 and 9, and they gotta start. Hunter Pence made a comment, said that he has nothing against Philadelphia or the fans or anything. He said, but when he was in the Philly with the Phillies, he said he could see, you know, a little bit of the walls crumbling. And he said, he asked them why they traded him, and Ruben Amaro said, well, it was a business decision. But that's all they told him. They didn't give him a reason. And
yeah,
what did they get for Hunter Pence and Shane Victorino? The guys aren't even in baseball anymore.
They didn't get anything for them. They practically gave those players away.
Right. I mean, why don't they do that? Why don't they just go say, here, look, Texas, take Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels, Ben Revere, and just give us a prospect or a player to be named later. That's what you're doing.
Well, they want they they would rather do that, Jim, but the rumor is that these teams also want the Phillies to pay the salary
of a
large portion of these salaries that they awarded these players that are no longer either capable of producing or
Cliff Lee.
Good.
Yeah, Cliff Lee, his salary, he ain't coming back. So they'll have a little bit of money. So you know Ruben Amaro is going to go out and give some washed-up 38-year-old, Cologne. He'll probably sign him, pay him $50 million for 5 years. He'll be 49 years old and have to walk the ball up to the plate. That's what Ruben Amaro is going to do.
He does seem to have a track record of hiring pitchers that have been good at certain points in their career but have well overstayed their welcome.
I think Aaron Harang's not a bad signing, you know. But answer me a question. A.J. Burnett was a bum. Look at him now. Look at what he's doing in Pittsburgh, you know. But he hit an injury from Ruben Amaro. That's the reason why they got rid of him. It came out that he had a hernia operation, and he wasn't fully recovered. He didn't say nothing until the end of the year, and they got rid of him for him.
Well, he didn't. He really let them know in the beginning of the year that he did have an injury, but he wanted to play through it. And with the ownership's knowledge, they let him play through it. So how could you, as a team, let a guy go out there every week and lose 18 games in a season for you? It's beyond me.
And he's 7-1 now.
Yeah, well, that's a healthy player. Now, if you had any sense, you would say, no, I want you to heal. If it's going to take you 6 to 8 weeks, I want you to heal.
Exactly.
Maybe you'll get us 5 wins.
Right.
But no, they let him go out there and lose 18 games.
I know. What do you think, Mr. Dillingsley? You think he's done? You know what they'll do? He'll come back, win 2 games, and they'll give him $10 million for 2 years.
it does seem like they award some strange contracts anymore. But, yeah, I'm not too faithful in Billingsley. I kind of think he's done. Just a personal opinion, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. I like the guy. I always have, but it's just, And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of, you notice this year, a lot of Tommy John surgery, Rich.
Yeah, couple of years for that matter.
It's getting bad out there, man. And, we'll see what happens. But it was an ugly game today, man. I sat and watched it on there like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, it's almost like a waste of time anymore.
Well, if there was anything else on TV, I would have watched it.
Right.
Last night, I was watching something, and it was 3-0. I said, okay, they lost. I turn it back on. It's 4-3 Phil. I said, whoa! And they ended up, what is wrong with Giles?
What is wrong with the whole team, Jim? I can't answer anything as far as individual players, what's wrong with them.
You think Amaro thinks that the fans are going to say, oh, well, Ruben, we know you. Nah, these people ought to get on our high horse and say, can Amaro,
That's it. There's got to be a movement somewhere. But so far there isn't. So they merrily go along with the charade.
And, Ryan Zandberg, you got swept by the Mets again. Well, they're a good team, So are the Dodgers. So are the Giants.
Well,
we didn't get swept by them, too,
Well, we've cried enough for this podcast, I think, Jim. Wanted our listeners to know they can catch our show in iTunes.
Iceland.
And if you... iTunes, Jimmy. Not Iceland, for God's sake.
iTunes, okay.
Yeah. All kinds of other places on the Internet. BaseballTalkRadio.com. You can listen to us at StitcherRadio.com as well. And, Jimmy, it's getting tougher and tougher to do these shows. But if you don't hear our show in 2 weeks... we're thinking about changing podcast hosts. So if you do subscribe to our show on iTunes, please look us up on the website at fightinphillies.com because we are thinking about changing. And sometimes you lose your iTunes subscribers. You would have to resubscribe to the show. So that's a special note for our iTunes subscribers.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rich. Well, maybe we'll have a better week. We got the Rockies, the Reds, and the Giants in for the homestand. So you got 9 games. Is 4-5 a stretch to hope for? we'll do this again next week, and hopefully we'll have a few wins, something good to talk about.
Yes, we will. Jimmy, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you again on the next edition of Phillies Talk Podcast.
Sorry about the Iceland.
And Rollins sends one to the air toward left field. Rios going back toward the warning track to the wall. Number 200 is a grand slam for Jimmy Rollins. Rollins gets to it, rolls, throws, and it's in time to get Darwin Barney. What a wonderful play by Jimmy Rollins. And he drove in three, so he's got a home run and four RBIs during this first week. Hit pretty well out toward right field. Ruggiano's going back toward the wall. It is gone! A solo home run for Chase Utley, and the Phillies take the early lead. On the outside corner, a cutter, and Lee has struck out Bonifacio for the second time today. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the side is retired. No runs, two hits, and two men left. Cliff Lee is through seven.